insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope that you're all fine and in good health by Allah's blessings and mercy, and ready to listen to another session of our program. First of all, let's listen to the recitation of the holy verse, which we want to discuss about it today.
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, Allah certainly favored the faithful when He raised up among them an apostle from among themselves to recite to them His signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. And earlier they had indeed been in manifest error. In this verse, first of all, let us talk about some Arabic words of this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The verb manna comes from the root al-minna, which means a stone by which things may be weighed. So thus every valuable and every strong and great thing may be called minna, because it is very heavy, because it is very great. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the faithful a very great and a very heavy mercy and blessing and bounty. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the Prophet from among the people and from among the community in which the Prophet used to live. So prophets, and this is not special for our Prophet, all prophets of Allah were chosen from among people themselves. And you know, the appointment of prophets from among people has lots of favors in itself. First of all, people know the background of such a person, of such a prophet, and as a result, they trust in him. As you know, and as we said in some of the previous sessions, the prophet was called as Al-Amin. The people used to know him as the trusted one. The background of the Prophet was clear for everyone. He didn't do any wrong thing. He was helping people. He was a right doer. He was a virtuous man. The second favor of the appointment of prophets from among people is that people are pioneers in executing the commands of Allah, because they see the Prophet from among themselves, because they feel that he is from them, so he just wants them to be successful and to be fine. He doesn't want them to go astray. The third point and the third favor is that when the prophets are chosen from their people, they are acquainted with the pains of people and they sympathetically have a share in their joys and sorrows. So as a result, they feel their people better than anyone else. And the fourth favor and the fourth point is that prophets are always available for people when they're from their people and they live in the same society. So they're always available for them. إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ recites his signs, his verses to them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ purifies them first and after that teaches them. You see, in this part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all talks about purification. Purification is prior to teaching. Of course, both purification and instruction have been at the top of the training programs of prophets. But first of all, the purification comes under focus. Why? Because if your soul is purified, you're ready to accept everything. But if you're not purified in your soul, if your heart is not that clear to accept the truth, you won't accept it even if you are sure about it, even if you have knowledge about it. We read in some verses of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, some faithless did not believe in Allah's signs, not because they did not know. No, they knew it, but they rejected it because they were not purified. Their soul was not purified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّا. They rejected it while they were sure about it. So, first of all, the responsibility of the prophet is to purify the people and to purify the believers. يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ He purifies the faithful and teaches the book and the wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ In this part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that reminds them of their history before, how they used to be. And you know, in order to recognize the bounty of appointment of prophets better, we should refer to the history concerning before their times.
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
There is a popular proverb in the Arabic language which says, things are known by their opposites. تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءُ بِأَضْدَادِهَا It means that if you want to understand something better, we want to understand the opposite side. If you want to understand what the Prophet did, we have to know something about the period before the Prophet. There is some sentences that have been quoted by Ja'far al-Tayyar, one of the disciples of the Holy Prophet. He says, describing the age and the time before the Prophet, he says, he illustrates the situation of the age of ignorance. He says, we were worshipping idols, but now, after the Prophet, we are worshipping Allah. At that time, before the Prophet, we consumed corpses. We were of corruptive. We used to break off connections with our kindred. We had ill treatments with our neighbors. But everything has changed after the Prophet had come. Before the Prophet, he says, Ja'far al-Tayyar, describing the period before the Prophet, he says that the strong members of us often violated the rights of the weak. But after the Prophethood, after the Prophet came to us, he just learned us to be just to all people. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And earlier, they had indeed been in manifest error. But the Prophet helped them to come out from that manifest error and taught them what they did not know and what they could not know even if they wanted that.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, this sentence doesn't mean only what they did not know. It means what they could not know, even if they wanted that. Inshallah, in the next session, we will talk about the Prophet as described in another verse of the Holy Quran. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, hamdalillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة
الله